As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, December the 4th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got good news for you, a little bit of that. Hard facts, a lot of that, and we might even advance a solution or two. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, I hope. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in at toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. So easy. For those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out once again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, and it is posted on the website, 866-841-1065. Feel free to call in today. Black Friday number two, well, the markets are under attack this morning. We'll talk about that in our market report coming up imminently. Gold currencies and the stocks are tumbling anyway. All of that. Federal Reserve notes, we'll go back in and take a little closer look at some of the material that was covered on Wednesday's broadcast with the authors Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan and the discussion of their book, They Own It All, Including You. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday, December the 4th, 2009, sunny southwest Missouri, clear skies this morning, about 24 degrees. Well, that's not the market. Let's go into the market. Active trading, New York City, as of about 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading off $18.90 at $1,188.60, going down below 1,200 there. The silver, off 26 cents, trades at $18.55, back below that $19 mark that it was on yesterday. Platinum drops 15 bucks, trades at $1,467. Palladium losing 6 bucks at $375, you know, a 26 cent move in the silver downward. That's a large move percentage-wise, and this $6 move is comparatively large for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,185.20 for a low, $1,213.20 for a high. At $1,188.60, your gold is up $420 bucks. A year ago today to now for a 54.89% return on your investment. I really think it's more of an investment than an insurance policy, personally. But the London Gold Fix, this morning the boys set the gold price at $1,203.25. You can see we're trading well below that now. Can we get back up to that level? Possibly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday, 87 to 10,366. The NASDAQ was off 12 at 2173. The S&P was off 9 at 1099. The crude oil up a penny this morning at 76.47, and the USDX loses 9 basis points at 74.72. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
That was about somewhere in the vicinity of 2 o'clock in the morning, our time, New York time, I should say, that in Asian trading we hit the high of about 12:13:20 in trading. And it was sometime right around 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, where the when the New York markets opened, that the gold market was hit. What it looks like is one of those, what they call in the exchange-traded funds, electronic trading bunch, a waterfall event. Yeah, a waterfall. You look up the last couple of days on the charts, and you can see that right about that time period, they've been coming into the market and trying to sell down gold. And they took a $10 profit taking, if you will, but yet it drove down considerably. And it's a straight line drop. It's just very peculiar. It's the kind of things that you could only really pull off, I think, if you were doing this advanced trading, electronic trading, that sort of thing. But that's what we're seeing in the morning today. On the gold market, it'll probably bounce back up again. It already has recovered some of that $10 drop. Anyway, back again, once again, the gold market losing $18 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The gold market dropped down to $1,188.60. The silver was off 26 cents at 1855. Platinum lost $15 in early trading, down to $1,467. Palladium was off 6 at 375. The lows and the highs, again, in the gold spot market, $1,185.20 for a low, $1,213.20 for a high, year-to-year gain on your gold at $420.20 for a 54.89% return on your investment. That crude oil moving up a penny, pretty much stable there at $76.47, a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, as it is. The USDX lost 9 basis points in trading so far, 74.72. It's a little stronger than it has been earlier in the week, but nevertheless, it's still well below that 75 mark in the ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange. And that rolls over into our foreign exchange rates. The foreign exchange rates for the Canadian dollar moves up a little bit, 85 basis points, but trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso still at 8 cents. Fill up your pockets with those pesos. We read an article earlier this week that was talking about there may be a move to strengthen that Mexican peso. So that might be a place where we'll see some changes in the next year. The euro up off 76 basis points, comes down from $1.51 now at $1.49 U.S. The British pound moves up 15 basis points, trades at $1.66. The Swiss franc backs off a little bit, 73 basis points, and trades below a dollar again now at 99 cents U.S. The bond market, lots of news in the news mill this morning on the bonds, but the two-year bond is 0.85%, the 10-year bond is 3.48%, and the 30 is at 4.41%. In the mortgage market, the mortgage price declines a little bit, sagging just a little bit. The interest rate on mortgages, a 15-year mortgage, down from 4.59% a month ago to 4.54% this morning. The 30-year comes down from 5.15% a month ago to 4.97% this morning. So that's your market report for today. Talk a little bit about the economy. I'm not going to spend much time on the news today. Here's one found rather interesting. It's at a time when gold is up at a price where people can actually afford to get into the mining business and mine gold and bring more gold to the surface and try and fulfill the idea of supply and demand. Well, this is what happens in America. U.S. court blocks huge gold mining project in Nevada. Reno, Nevada, a federal appeals court has temporarily blocked construction of a massive gold mine project in northeast Nevada. Can't have any workers in America working, you know. The critics say that it would harm the environment and ruin a mountain several tribes consider to be sacred. Well, all right, get your rattle out and your hoop and all of that, but, you know, that's a possibility. The Ninth U.S. Court, Circuit Court of Appeals, reversed part of an earlier decision denying a preliminary injunction sought by conservationists and tribal leaders. That's not bad. The groups had sought the injunction to force Barrick Gold Corp., of course, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, gold mining company around, Barrick Gold Corp., to postpone digging a 2,000-foot deep open pit at the Cortez Hill Mine, 250 miles east of Reno, Nevada. The 17-page ruling issued Thursday in San Francisco said the U.S. Bureau of Land Management failed to adequately analyze the potential for the mine on Mount Tinabo to pollute the air with mercury emissions and dry up scarce water resources. Well, there's much to discover in that one. But nevertheless, sorry, environmentalists in there again blocking progress. This one, U.S. economy lost only 11,000 jobs in November. I don't know whether I believe a word that this article has to say, tell you the truth, but I found it in several different places, so I thought I'd share it with you, especially seeing as we see the price of gold going down and everything else going on. Maybe this had something to do with it, but I think this is a fluff piece, just tell you straight up. Here it is, off the New York Times, the New York Slime, December 4th, 2009, article written by Javier Hernandez. Javier Hernandez. Jose, my name is Jose Hermanas. I'm going to be an astronaut. In the strongest jobs report since the recession began, the government reported Friday that the nation's employers had all but stopped shedding jobs in November. Isn't that amazing, friends? It's all over. No more recession. Everyone's going back to work. They'll start tomorrow. I'm sure they will, except tomorrow's Saturday. So they'll have to wait to Monday. But, you know, Monday. Well, maybe next Friday. Well, you know, we're right near the holidays. Why don't we all just go back to work in January? Well, that's kind of premature. Why don't we start in spring? Well, they'll find the shovel, and then they'll find some of those shovel-ready jobs, but let's find out a little bit more about this. The Labor Department reported Friday that the United States economy shed 11,000 jobs in November. 11,000 jobs. Haven't we been reporting on hundreds and hundreds of thousands of jobs lost every month? Now, all of a sudden, they're talking about 11,000 jobs? Curious. It's going to get even more curious as we go through. The Labor Department reported Friday again that the United States economy shed 11,000 jobs in November, and the unemployment rate fell to 10%, down from 10.2% in October. The government also significantly revised September and October numbers. September was adjusted to show a loss of 139,000 jobs instead of 219,000 jobs. And October's numbers were revised to show 111,000 jobs instead of 190,000 jobs. These numbers are being revised. Were they that far off? 50-60%? Though the pace has been declining since a peak in January, the November number was surprising. Unexpectedly, yeah. Economists have been expecting a turn point to come in the late spring or summer with employers finally adding workers as a recovery takes hold. The last time the numbers were this good was in December of 2007 when the economy added 120,000 jobs. Here's a quote. We're moving towards stability in the labor market and the end of the tremendous firing that has plagued America, close quote, said Alan L. Sinai, the founder of Decision Economics, a research firm. Well, we'll find out more from the Sinai boy after this break. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, that's right. You know, U.S. economy loses only another 11,000 jobs in November, but I think that number will likely be revised largely in the upward direction. But here, let's go back to Alan Sinai, the founder of Decision Economics. This is out again out of the New York Times. Javier Hernandez writes, this is the quote from Alan Sinai, the founder of the Decision Economics. Again, he says, we're moving towards stability in the labor market and the end of the tremendous firing that has plagued America. The quote continues, gets worse. He says, but it's going to be bleak for years. While it's going to be better than what we've seen, it's still going to be terrible. So I guess better than terrible is still bleak, but things ain't getting better anytime soon, folks. The number of Americans facing long-term unemployment, which includes people who cannot find work for 27 weeks or more, has been at record highs in recent months, reaching 5.6 million in America in October. It was more than 5.9 million in November, or 38.3% of those unemployed. Once hiring resumes, those workers are likely to be among the last to land jobs. You see, Nigel Galt, brother, Nigel Galt, anyway, here's his quote, you create this class of people who essentially become permanently unemployed and can't get back in, said Nigel Galt, the chief domestic economist at IHS Global Insight, quote, you've people who have lost contact with the labor market, whose skills are not relevant for the jobs for the future, who employers regard with skepticism because they've been out of work for so long. Sound like doors closing in the face of millions to you? In recent months, the article continues, out of the New York slime. In recent months, the economy has shown modest signs of stability in manufacturing and construction. Stability. That's like a flat line, you know. That's when they put on the toe tag, pull the sheet up over your face and roll you out, finding a marble slab someplace to park your body. Modest signs of stability in manufacturing and construction, each a big source of job losses in the nearly 2 years since the recession began. But consumer spending remains tepid, even as holiday shopping gets underway. Drove into town yesterday and saw all of the Christmas lighting. Apparently, all those that are championing for climate change haven't really got the conviction of their heart because they are burning electricity up uselessly on this merchant man's holiday. But nevertheless, continuing, on Thursday, Barry the Usurper convened a job summit and said he would announce proposals next week to strengthen employment. Here's his quote. We cannot hang back and hope for the best, the president said. their words, not mine, though he added, quote, our resources are limited. Yeah, you can see they closed down the gold mining project. Our resources are very limited when they're made off limits, Barry. Economists generally say that the worst of the recession has passed. But of course, we know that economists generally say all kinds of foolish things. And most forecast mild growth into next year. That would be like having warts growing on the body, I suppose, or maybe an expansion of the metastasizing cancers. But that does not change the economic reality for millions of Americans who must deal with piles of unpaid bills, worries about unexpected medical expenses. You got to throw that in. Do you ever sit around wondering about unexpected medical expenses? Typically, I doubt it. Anyway, and concerns about losing their homes. Now, that's real. Here's kind of, they throw these little public, you know, opinion things in there just to fluff these out. But here's Kathy Henry. Kathy M. Henry, 39, who lives in a subsidized apartment on the south side of Chicago. Maybe she knew Barry the Usurper when he was a community organizer. Here's a nice little socialist living in her subsidized apartment on the south side of Chicago. She was laid off from her job as an administrative assistant at an advertising agency 2 years ago. Since then, she says she has applied for more than 500 jobs. Probably says lots of things. 500 jobs, 500 job applications, 500 advertising agencies, 500 cocktail jobs, 500 waitress jobs. Come on, Kathy, let's see the list. She said that, though. She has received $1,200 monthly unemployment check since August of last year, which she describes as not enough to support herself and two of her children who live with her. It's funny about socialism, isn't it? No matter how much people get for free, they still complain that it's not enough. It's a constant cycle, she said. I've applied everywhere from big corporations to minute corporations, and I don't even get an email back. I'm worried people see me as old and out of touch and decrepit. Earlier this week, Ms. Henry's son, divorced woman here probably or something, Ms. Henry's son, a high school senior, came home with a packet of class photographs. The $40 cost was beyond her means, she said, so she decided against purchasing a memento of her son's earlier senior year. Excuse me while I take my handkerchief out. I just have to cry. In Canada, on Friday, the government reported that the country's economy added more jobs than expected in November, erasing the losses in October. Statistics Canada reported a net employment gain of 79,000 in November, topping expectations of a 15,000 gain. The unemployment rate fell to 8.5% from 8.6% in October. That's the article off of New York Times. Of course, I didn't burn it out because it was a rather lengthy article. But I did come across one this morning about natural gas development going on in Australia, and they're doing a global job search for qualified welders and other people. They're talking about administrative staff there receiving six-figure incomes. So I guess what goes around comes around in the global marketplace. You'll have to go up into the global job bank and see if you can find employment someplace on the planet. Here's another one. Oh, I won't give that one. Enough of all of that news. It's really detestable to me this morning anyway. Wasn't really in the best of moods when I woke up this morning. But I want to go back and touch a little bit on some of the material that we covered on Wednesday. Things that there really wasn't enough time to get into and give the authors an opportunity to really discuss their book. Even as it was, we could have gone for another hour probably and gotten into it in greater detail. But if we can understand and wrap our minds around this concept that in the United States of America, at least, we have in our system both monetary policy and fiscal policy, and we don't often talk about that. Most of the focus is on the Fed. But we have the fiscal policy as well. The Fed ostensibly sets the monetary policy. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the rest of the boys from Goldman Sachs. And then we have the fiscal policy that's being set by the lawmakers, the legislators, you know, all those other people from Goldman Sachs. And so between the two of them, on the one side, we're setting fiscal policy, and on the other side, we're setting the monetary policy. And so there's two parts to the puzzle. We've talked about the political aspect in the past. We'll focus a little bit more of our attention today on the monetary policy. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so if we can look at the American business cycle since about 1790s now, and understand that we've go through this continuous process of boom and bust and boom and bust and boom and bust, and ostensibly the Federal Reserve banking system was created to ease these booms and bust cycles and create monetary policy to go along with the legislature's fiscal policy to minimize this sort of stuff. But, of course, you realize that never was fulfilled. Anyway, back in the beginning in the 1790 to 1818 period, I've got charts here in front of me. This is out of the Principles of Economics, our Economics 101 text that we've carried around in for some time. But the American business cycle since 1790, we see that there was a war of France and England. and there was a depression that followed that. Then that was followed by seaborne commerce prosperity. In other words, getting things moving back and forth between the colonies and England. the states, I should say, really. Then we went into a period of depression with the French hostilities, and then all of a sudden we had a carrying trade prosperity. That was followed by the Peace of Amiens. Then we went into a period of maritime commerce prosperity. Then we had an embargo depression. Then we had restricted carrying trade prosperity. Then we had a wholesale price spike, a big one. Then we went into the War of 1812 and had a depression. Then we went into post-1812 war prosperity, had a big boom there. Then we went into the primary post-war depression. Then we went into the secondary post-war depression, and this is the 1819 to 1847 period. Then we had a bank of credit land boom. That was the big deal. Then we went into an immediate panic of 1837. We came out of that and went into the cotton boom. Then we came out of that with a debt repudiation depression. And then we went into the Mexican-American War prosperity. We came out into a time period there where we had the California gold inflation prosperity period, which was terminated in the panic of 1857 and a secession depression. Then we went into a period of war prosperity and another wholesale price spook, which is spike, which was then followed by the primary post-war depressions. Now we're in the 1848 to 1876 period. Then we went into the industrial overexpansion prosperity, which was immediately followed by the secondary post-war depression. And then we went into the 1877 to 1905 period, where we had the gold resumption prosperity, which was followed by the depression of 1884. And then we went into a period of time where we had railroad prosperity. Of course, then we went into the Bering crisis. And then we had the panic of 1893, the recovery of 1895, the silver campaign depression that followed immediately on the heels of that. Then we went into the merger prosperity, and then we went into the rich man's panic. Moving forward from 1906 forward, we have corporate prosperity, which was followed immediately by the panic of 1907. Then we had a war depression, and then we had war prosperity and another spike in the wholesale prices, which was immediately followed by the primary post-war depression. Then we had new era prosperity, a bull market boom, and then a major secondary post-war depression. And then we went into a couple of spikes, and up to 1963, things were looking halfway decent. Boom, bust, boom, bust, boom, bust. Monetary policy, fiscal policy, monetary policy, fiscal policy. Seems like the manipulators just don't quite know how to figure this one out. Maybe there's some things that they have missed in their study of economics. Modern economists, back to the book here, fiscal policy and federal debt. Modern economists in general agree that the relationship of investment, consumption, and savings to the national income level are at the heart of the prosperity-depression problem. Two major programs have been advocated by economists to control the fluctuation of the level of employment and income. The first program would try to control these fluctuations by monetary policy. The second program does not oppose monetary controls, but recommends that they be part of a fiscal policy. And then it continues. So Barry the Usurper hasn't got any recommendations to advance yet, but he understands that our resources are limited and Benjamin Bernanke would like to be reelected. Rehired, reappointed. Fiscal policy and monetary policy doesn't always seem to work out too well. But economists have in the past placed great faith in the interest rate as a controlling factor in the level of income and employment. And as you know, our benchmark interest rate right now is at 0.25. It could be lower at zero. But I was up on the internet this morning looking at news. Everybody's talking about the screamingly cheap interest rates. And you know, there's corporations sell both stocks and bonds. The bondholders are really the creditors of corporations. The stockholders are not so much so. But anyway, zero interest rates or very, very low interest rates, in some regard, you might think of it as free money. You could borrow money at a 0% interest rate, and that would be great. But you have to wonder why somebody would loan you money at 0% interest. It's going to take a little bit of incentive in there to get people on board with that program. So anyway, we look at this Federal Reserve note as it came in, replacing the gold, even the gold certificates. The Federal Reserve banking system wasn't interested in receiving its Federal Reserve notes in payment of the debt created by the United States. What they wanted was our gold, and they got it. And so they basically, they wind up with the gold, and we wind up with the shaft, or we just get the piece of paper. And so then we try to understand the author's intent here. Their hypothesis was that in this process, when we use the Federal Reserve notes, of course, the federal government is the... what's this nonsense going on over here? Let's go there. There we go. The federal government is the debtor borrowing money from the creditor, which is the Federal Reserve banking system. It's not just Federal Reserve in one place. It's the whole system. Most of the banks are hooked up with it some way or another. Of course, all the 13 Federal Reserve banks are very much hooked up in it. But everybody's bound. They all have to buy the debt. So they have obligations there. They have to step up and buy this toxic nonsense. But we, the people, are forced to use this stuff because we don't have any choice. It's legal tender, payable for all debts, public and private. If you deny it and don't use it, you know, you could get in trouble for that, I suppose. So we're in a bind. We're in a pickle. The authors claim that basically because we have never been able to make payment, in other words, these Federal Reserve notes, they're not backed by anything. They have form of money as a medium of exchange, but they really have no substance. It's form without substance. And that poses a problem. And their hypothesis extends to the idea that whenever you use these things in commerce, that you wind up with a lien on whatever it was that you used to acquire with it. So we're going to take a look at liens a little bit, get a little bit better understanding of what is a lien. They also advanced a term called hypothecation, and they talk about admiralty and maritime law. And so we'll just spend a little bit of time from the various materials here and find out something about some of these things. Now, quickly, and I don't going to go over there yet. I'll come back to that. So let's start out just out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, largely because these are such excellent articles, they're worthy of airtime. But lien, the term lien is generally used in Anglo-American law to describe any jural privilege which secures a debt against an owner's specific property. It's an Anglo-American law. It's a term to describe any jural privilege which secures a debt against an owner's specific property. The historic common law lien was a possessory lien on personal property. That is, the liener had the privilege of retaining the possession of the debtor's property until the former's claim with respect to that particular property has been satisfied. Possession was the essential characteristic of the relationship because if the liener gave up his possession, he lost his privilege. Now, we can think of a leanee and a leanor, a lessee and a lessor, and crudely a screwee and a screwor, just to let you know how that works. You've got a relationship between those debtors and the creditors involved in all of this. And the authors use the example of a hat check, a claim check on baggage, if you will. It's your bag, and you check it in at the airport, let's say, and they give you a baggage claim check. They have possession of it, but you're holding the check. When you present the check, you want your bag back, and not just a promise that somebody else has the bag. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again and just moving along through here, looking at this concept of a lien. What is a lien? Why is it important? Is it possible that when we buy things with Federal Reserve notes that we really haven't bought anything? I think that's an important enough question to ask that it's worth a few minutes to talk about it. Understand it if it's true. And we're really in deeper trouble than many of you may have thought. Of course, the people that listen to this broadcast understand the depth of the depravity out there in the world at large, but maybe we could, by understanding this concept a little better, explain it to others when the opportunity arises. But possession was really important in here. Possession was the essential characteristic of the relationship in the Anglo-American law. Whenever we're talking about someone securing a debt against an owner's specific property, possession, as you've heard, is 9 points in the law. Dropping down here again, on the other hand, the debtor's title to the property, although divorced from its possession, was unimpaired because the lienor could not by sale or otherwise affect the debtor's title. You have that debtor's interest in that property. You could sell that property, but you still need to pay off the debtor. A lien is to be distinguished from a pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag, a pledge, by which possession but not title is transferred, because a pledge carries with it a power of sale over the property. Now, if this goes by too fast for you, just go back and listen to the archives. That's why they're there for free for you every day. A lien is also to be distinguished from a mortgage. So we're introducing three possibilities, three different ways of looking at what is happening when we use these Federal Reserve notes. We've got the potential of a lien. It might be a pledge, or there might be a mortgage, implied or concealed. A lien, again, is also to be distinguished from a mortgage, until recently, of real property, by which title, but not possession, is transferred by what purports to be a conveyance to the creditor, subject to a provision calling for a reconveyance to the debtor, if the debt is paid by a certain day. A lien is entirely distinct from the debt or the obligation which it secures. It's only a remedy to compel payment, so that unless the debt is paid by the paid, the extinguishment of the lien does not affect the existence of the debt. A lien is, of course, extinguished by payment or by tender of payment. Tender. As Salmond, our authors write here, and of course they're talking about Salmond, John Salmond, Salmond on Jurisprudence, which I also have opened here on my desk. As Salmond well put it, the lien is a shadow cast by the debt upon the property of the debtor. It's a shadow cast on the property. It's a cloud on your title, if you will, to that property. Title, rights, and interest. If you really own it, you have all three. Historically, the authors continue, the common law possessory lien arose apparently out of the lien which the owner of the land had for the keep of cattle which had strayed on to the land. In other words, if you own a parcel of pasture land, and whether your fences are good or your neighbor's fences are poor, whoever owns the cattle, if the cattle stray onto your land, ostensibly you can corral them up, pen them up, and when the owner comes along for those cows, you basically have a lien on his cattle until he pays you, compensates you for pasturage. Such a lien existed as early as 1371, and it runs today. A lien was then recognized in the case of personal property in the possession of innkeepers, and next of common carriers, as a corollary to the obligatory duty of these classes to serve the general public. An innkeeper. You're sleeping in their place. You're eating from their board, if you will, their table. And so any goods that you have, your carriage out front, your horses that are in the corral and all that, until you pay your bill, there's a lien on your stuff. You're going to have to settle your account before you leave the inn, as they say. And that would be recognized in law even as early as 1371. By the late 15th century, usage has extended to the protection of the liens of tailors and other persons who had worked on chattels. Chattels. It's not like the same as cattle, but it has an H in there. Chattel. You buy an apartment building, you buy with a mortgage, let's say, and you have a deed, if you will, on the building. You might have a separate one on the lot, the land, and you might have a third mortgage or deed on the chattels. In other words, all of those apartments might have a range and a refrigerator, a small table, a Murphy bed or a mattress, a chair or two and a table, and all of those add up to value. They're considered as chattels, and they would be carried under a separate mortgage. The Chinese or Spain have a mortgage on America, all of the several states, to collateralize the debt They're buying our debt. If they have a mortgage on this country, then all of the people and all of the people's properties would be considered chattel or cattle in the deal, the new deal, the really big deal. Ultimately, again, it was held that mechanics, artisans, and tradesmen generally were entitled to the benefit of a lien. The early doctrine ultimately developed into the general rule that whenever property was delivered by the owner to another for a special purpose, it might be retained by the latter until the particular debt thereby incurred was discharged. In other words, if you take your slacks to a tailor and they peg the slacks and fix the pocket and the zipper, the tailor can hold those slacks in advance waiting upon your payment. And until you discharge that debt to the tailor's satisfaction, your slacks remain on his hanger in his closet, out of your reach. Besides this common law lien, there grew up another type of possessory lien called the general lien, by which all property of the debtor in the possession of a lienor was retained to secure general indebtedness due on a general account. See, all of this depends upon possession. These liens, possessory interests, possession being the essential characteristic of this relationship. But what possession does the Federal Reserve banking system, the international gangsters have on your automobile or your home? What do they have, what possessory interest do they have on gold or silver or firearms or storage foods on your property? You're not in possession of it, you are. It complicates the issue. And we're going to find out more about that as we continue our study today. Something had to happen, and happened it did. In furtherance of commercial transactions, it has also become established that special or general liens can be created by the express agreement of the parties where they would otherwise not exist. The extension of common law liens by contractual agreement, and common law is really not something peculiar that you have to go and find out all about somewhere, hidden away, locked in some secret vault. Basically, the common law just rises out of the customs, the tongues, the tribes, and creeds of people. In modern law, they talk about stare decisis. I don't know if I pronounced that right. I've never had any training in Latin, but phonetically, S-T-A-R-E-D-E-C-I-S-I-S. This is basically just when a appellate court, an appeals court, reviews a case that came out of a trial court, and they come up with a decision. They find law, or they actually make law in the process, and that body of made law and found law becomes the common law of the land. And that's a tradition that we carried over to America from England. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side. Continue our discussion of liens, hypothecation, maritime and admiralty law, and much more. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 4th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for sure. Log on and bookmark that page today. Now, in the first hour, we went in a little bit of market report, the news, and those sort of things, and we opened up in this discussion, carrying on from our previous interview on Wednesday with the authors of They Own It All, including you, where we introduced the idea of this toxic currency known as the Federal Reserve Note, where they, the author's hypothesis is that there is a lien, a hidden lien, on everything that the slime touches in the process of this circulating of their foreign product. And so we'll just take it apart piece by piece and look at it in a greater detail than was covered on Wednesday. Of course, you can go up to newpeopleorder.com and look at the book for yourself. If I find and develop my own understanding well enough that I can endorse this as a valid or premise, if you will, then I would encourage the network even to carry the book and encourage you to buy it. But at this point, we're still examining it. I've heard so many stories come down the pike in shortwave and internet radio that I'm reluctant to jump on board of anything these days until we really stir it up good and look, make sure. We don't want to make any errors at this time, following things that are just more symptoms and not really after the disease. But let's continue with our discussion here and study of what is a lien and how all of this works out, and then maybe we can come to some agreement on this premise that they've advanced. But the liens, again, which have been enforced most frequently, are those of lawyers, banks, and stockbrokers, all of relatively recent origin. And, of course, the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences was written in the 1930s, contemporary with the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system and FDR's theft of all the gold from the people. So it's pertinent information. These authors know the time before and the time during this transition, and know it well enough to write well on it. In furtherance of commercial transactions, the authors continue, it has also become established that special or general liens can be created by the express agreement of the parties where they would otherwise not exist. The extension of common law liens by contractual agreement coincided with the development of equitable doctrines and the creation of the equitable lien. Now, if you've listened to the broadcast for any length of time, as many of you have, you know that we talk here often about the three E's of sustainable development. Environment, we cover that on a regular basis. economy, we've been making a major study of that and are continuing it today, and equity, and that's the branch of law, an understanding in law. And here in this article on liens, we come into the term. Let's give it again. The extension of common law liens by contractual agreement coincided with the doctrine or the development of equitable doctrines and the creation of the equitable lien in certain types of cases, so that contractual or quasi-contractual obligations could be enforced by a remedy directly against the specific property or its proceeds. Find out more about that on the other side.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to our discussion again here on liens. Things are starting to warm up a little bit, certainly not in my house. Frightfully cold in here today. I've got my warm robe on and blanket thrown over my shoulder. My hands are frozen. Anyway, that's what it's like when you live like a miser. Anywho, back into the discussion of liens. Again, the extension of common law liens by contractual agreement coincided with the development of equitable doctrines and the creation of the equitable lien. in certain types of cases so that contractual or quasi-contractual obligations could be enforced by a remedy directly against the specific property or its proceeds. In contracts relating to specific property where one party had performed or stood ready to perform his part of an agreement, in quasi-contracts where money or property had been unlawfully obtained, it or its proceeds being traceable and being in the hands of those who were not able to claim in good faith to retain it. That last one there is rather interesting. Of course, it's so difficult in this day and age to read a sentence that contains semicolons and put it out over the air because average writing today scarcely even uses a comma, much less a more complicated tool like a semicolon. But let's get that last clause. In quasi-contracts where money or property had been unlawfully obtained, it or its proceeds being traceable and being in the hands of those who were not able to claim in good faith to retain it. What's all of that? Money or property had been unlawfully obtained? Is that getting a little close to our use of the Federal Reserve note? Money or property had been unlawfully obtained, it or its proceeds being traceable? The idea of having barcodes on everything, tracking and tracing RFID, embedded in your tennis shoes, trackable or traceable, where the transaction originated, where is the product now? The tennis shoes are traveling down Interstate 5 at 60 miles an hour, and they've just passed the on-ramp 175. That's where your tennis shoes can be found. They know that because the reader picked it up. Anyway, continuing. Being in the hands of those who are not able to claim in good faith to retain it. In these types of cases, courts of equity... You see, we had the development of equitable doctrines and the creation of the equitable lien, and now we're talking about the courts of equity. In these types of cases, courts of equity, in order to enforce the obligations more effectually than by granting merely a pecuniary remedy of damages, as at common law, you see, common law only rendered a pecuniary, a monetary remedy of damages, have treated the relationship as creating a charge upon or hypothecation of the particular thing. And so now we have, in this one paragraph, pulled together most of the parts and the pieces of the premise advanced by the authors in They Own It All, Including You. And as we continue here in the next paragraph, we're going to pick up even more of the story. And again, if this is going over the top of your head, but you are interested, go back and listen to the archives once or twice. An equitable lien is, therefore, a kind of charge or encumbrance on specific property or its proceeds to secure the payment of an obligation directly connected with that property. It will at once be seen that the equitable lien has wholly departed from the necessity of possession inherent in the common law lien. So you see, when we transfer into equity, we move away from the common law, this idea where possession was the essential characteristic of the relationship, but in equity, the Federal Reserve banking system does not need to have actual possession of your property in order through the process of hypothecation to have a lien upon it. It will again at once be seen that the equitable lien has wholly departed from the necessity for possession inherent in the common law lien. The earliest equitable lien appears to have been that of an unpaid vendor of land, which was recognized at least by the late 15th century. So you can see there's nothing much new about this. The only thing that's really new about it is your discovery of these words today. But for the master blasters, the masters of the universe, the lawyers, the attorneys at law, they know this stuff. And when the bankster gangsters created the American Bar Association and went into cahoots with the American Bar Association and then created the Uniform Law Commission and then from the Uniform Law Commission created the bill drafting agencies across in all of the several states in the capitals of those states, and then they began to embark upon this idea of model codes and model acts. They were able to do end runs on the Constitution, and they created the Uniform Commercial Code, bringing everyone into commerce. Even in commerce when we deal with things medical. Continuing. The maritime lien is still another type of lien and resembles in some respects both the equitable lien and the hypothec of the civil law. This hypothecation. Let's find out a little bit more about that. From the Encyclopedia Americana, a brief article on the hypothec, H-Y-P-O-T-H-E-C. And from that they derive hypothecation. A hypothecation is a property lien arising from the operation of law or from a special agreement of contract. In Roman law, it empowered the creditor to seize and dispose of the debtor's property. If more was realized from the sale than the amount of the debt, such amount was returned to the erstwhile debtor. The debt might arise similar to a mortgage or a lien. See how it all just weaves together? This from Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th edition, relatively new. Hypothec, a mortgage given to a creditor on property to secure a debt. The landlord's hypothec, Scots law, the lessor's right of security for rent in articles, furniture, and equipment other than the tools of the tenant's trade, that the tenant brought onto the leased property or premises. Unlike the English remedy of distress, and we'll have to find out about that English remedy of distress after these words from our sponsors. Be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV.
Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com. The Intel Strike Report.
And then I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And so we just kind of continue tracking this rabbit trail, going deeper and deeper into the little hole until we find those bunnies curled up in a nest of rabbit fur. Guard hair it is, actually. The little rabbit just scrubs it all off their bellies, and they make a little curl-up nest, and they put their babies in it. It's always so sweet to see a nest full of baby rabbits. My dog knows how to find a rabbit nest anywhere. And I took a long time to teach her not to kill the baby rabbits. I'm sure all you can't chase rabbits and have all that fun if you kill all the babies. Anyway, so back to the story. Looking at this idea of lean and hypothecation, finding out a little bit more about it. After all, if we really don't own any of our property, and this is how it happened, I guess this is pertinent. Again, the landlord's hypothec. Unlike the English remedy of distress, the right of security is affected only by the lessor's application to the court for a decree of sequestration. You know, we've been talking about carbon sequestration. Funny. Throw that in at the same time. They use carbon credits to tax us all. Now we're talking sequestration, a decree from a court. Until 1880, a landlord could only assert the lien against the tenant's crops and stocks as well as personal property. Here in the McDonald County, Berry County, Southwest Missouri, all of the state of Missouri, we have to pay tax on all of our personal property and our crops and our stock as well. Then there's the mariner's hypothec, H-Y-P-O-T-H-E-C, the mariner's hypothec. One, it's a lien that a seaman, freighter, or repairer can assert against a ship for payment of wages or other sums due. It's a lien for sums due. A ship owner's lien against the ship's cargo for the freight costs. You always have to pay your freight, don't you, in this world that we live in? Are you part of the ship's cargo? A ship owner's lien, who owns the ship of state? A ship owner's lien against the ship's cargo, your pickup truck, for the freight costs. How much of freight costs have been put out to you? This morning we read about this woman in the south side of Chicago in a rent-subsidized apartment drawing $1,200 a month unemployment. I guess we're picking up the freight for her, aren't we? Must be a lien against her life for that and all the things she owns. Truly, wouldn't want her to escape scot-free. A solicitor's hypothec? A solicitor, barristers and solicitors, you got to watch them, you know, they're attorneys, lawyers. A legal agent's lien for costs in excess of the cost recovered from an opposing party. The lien may also be applied, or it may also apply to the retention of some documents, such as title deeds, as security for a client's outstanding account. What is this idea of retaining your title deeds? Does the estate retain the title to your car, your automobile, your truck, your bus, your tractor? Hypotheca. In Roman law, Juris Civilis, Justinian, etc., Justinian's Digest, lots of places to study there, a mortgage of property in which the debtor was allowed to keep but not alienate the property. The use of the word alienate now, associated with the word lien. That's why I say it the way I say it, unalienable rights. Rights. Americans will soon know what it's like to have no rights any longer. What is a lien? A lien. Unalienable versus inalienable. We've talked about that in the past. What is an inflammable gas? Why, of course, it's one that burns. What is an unflammable gas or liquid? Of course, one that doesn't burn. An unalienable right is not the same. And the use of it in our Declaration of Independence, it's not the same as inalienable rights, which you find in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations. You see, our founders believed that our unalienable rights were rights that were unalienable, they couldn't be liened, and that they were immutable. They were ever bit as much sovereign as an individual man. The United Nations, on the other hand, believes that through the workings of law, legal as refers to lawful, that they can separate your rights. They are inalienable rights. Rights. But here it is, back to the Black's Eighth Law Dictionary. Here's the quote, "Yet another mode of creating a security is possible, by which not merely the ownership of a thing, but its possession also remains with the debtor. Both the ownership and the possession remains with the debtor. This is called by the Roman lawyers and their modern followers hypotheca. Hypothecs may arise by the direct application of a rule of law, by judicial decision, or by agreement. And so by hypotheca, you, the debtor, not only can retain title to a thing, but possession of the thing, and still be in debt." Interesting, is it not? Let's go into this a little bit more. This, from Salmond on Jurisprudence, John Salmond. This is a textbook for lawyers, by the way. Anyone editing a standard textbook is constantly forced to choose between preserving the original and altering and adapting it to the legal developments and the developments in legal thought and practice. The latter has been the policy adopted by previous editors of Salmond on Jurisprudence, who regard the work as a living textbook rather than a dead classic. And I am working out of a hardbound copy here, published in 1966. It's the 12th edition. Under a section titled Securities, we find this. A security is an encumbrance, the purpose of which is to ensure or facilitate the fulfillment or the enjoyment of some other right, usually, though not necessarily, a debt vested in the same person. Such securities are of two kinds, which may be distinguished as a mortgage and a lien. A mortgage or lien. If we use the latter term, in other words, lien, in its widest permissible sense, in considering the nature of this distinction, we must first notice a plausible but erroneous explanation. A mortgage, it is sometimes said, is a security created by the transfer of the debtor's property to the creditor. A transfer. While a lien is merely an encumbrance of some sort created in favor of the creditor over property which remains vested in the debtor. A lien created over your property which remains in your possession by the debtor, the Federal Reserve Bank. A mortgage is the owner of the property, while a pledge or other lienee, so here we've got these three terms again, even in some and under jurisprudence, from the encyclopedia to the dictionary, the law dictionary, from the law dictionary to the authors, the way I like to do things. Here, we find that in this very same discussion, we've got these three potential elements, the mortgage, the pledge, and the lien. We'll pick it up there. On the other side, continue with John Salmond, and then we'll find out a little bit about the maritime aspect of this premise.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so again, we began on Wednesday with They Own It All, Including You by the authors, and interviewed them on their premise here, this idea that the Federal Reserve banking system, an international cartel by use of their toxic currency, which in itself is a foreign product, brings us all into some level of subjection. And so we're trying to figure out whether or not these guys are blowing smoke up our stovepipes or whether they're onto something here. And we started out in the encyclopedias, moved from the encyclopedias to other encyclopedias, from there to law dictionaries. And here we're looking at a writing, a text by Sir John Selman. This is a law book, a law textbook. First edition was published in 1902, again contemporary with the theme, the topic that we're discussing, certainly just a few years, just 11 years prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System. And I'm dealing with the 12th edition by P.J. Fitzgerald, published in 1966 by Sweet and Maxwell Limited of 11 New Fetter Lane, London, and printed in Great Britain by the Eastern Press Limited of London and Reading. Real meal deal here, not just pulling down something off the internet. One of the great advantages of reading and reading often is that it helps to train your mind to focus on some of these kinds of topics with a little greater detail than you might get in a 30-second soundbite. And we're referring to a section in this law textbook titled Securities. And again, we find that a security is an encumbrance, but the term security, footnote now, is also used in a wider sense to include not only securities over property, but also the contract of suretyship or guarantee, a mode of ensuring the payment of a debt by the addition of a second and accessory debtor. A second and accessory debtor. Now, who would be the second or accessory debtor from whom payment might be obtained on defaults of the principal debtor? Why, of course, the secondary debtor is you. The principal debtor is the corporate United States, because they borrow the money from the Federal Reserve. They loan it into existence and force you, by force of law, to use it. You use it, you become the secondary debtor, the primary debtor being the United States, and the creditor being the Federal Reserve Banking Institution, their international cartel. Again, a lien is merely an encumbrance of some sort created in favor of the debtor over property which remains vested in the debtor. A mortgagee is the owner of the property, while a pledgee or other lienee is merely an encumbrancer of it. This, however, is not a strictly accurate account of the matter, though it is true in the great majority of cases. And he continues, dropping down a bit to keep it simple. The question is one of considerable difficulty, but the true solution is apparently this. A lien is a right which is in its own nature a security for a debt and nothing more. It's a security for a debt and nothing more. For example, a right to retain possession of a chattel until payment, that flat screen TV, a right to retain chattel until payment, a right to distrain for rent, or a right to receive payment out of a certain fund. A mortgage, on the contrary, is a right which is in its own nature an independent or principal right and not a mere security for another right. And it continues, does include, however, the fee simple of land. Here's a footnote. The word lien has not succeeded in attaining any fixed application as a technical term of English law. Its use is capricious and uncertain, and we are at liberty, therefore, to appropriate it for the purposes mentioned in this text, to include all forms of security except mortgages. Again, if you recall, we've talked about these people who come up with specialized knowledge or skills, who in this pluralistic division of labor life that we live in, they possessed of specialized knowledge or training or skills, clamber up into this great sandstone wall of life, and they carve out a niche for themselves, this time the attorney, and they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge. And then they hang out their little shingle, and they sell their services to those that pass by. And so in that process, they have a special language. And they have a meta-language, or a language about a language, that runs behind it. And unless you have studied the law, or engineering, or medicine, or some of the other branches of science or sociology, unless you've studied that, you don't know what the language of the language is. Even stockmen have other languages, other meanings, the meta-language behind the language they use. But the right of the leanee, continuing to the text here, is vested in him absolutely. And not merely by way of security, for it is itself nothing more than a security. It's vested in him absolutely. In this moral relativeless world, there are very few absolutes, but this lien is an absolute. That right of that lien. A lien cannot survive the debt secured. It ceases and terminates ipso jure on the extinction of the debt. It is merely the shadow, so to speak, cast by the debt upon the property of the debtor. You see, we found that in the encyclopedia. Then I went to the Salmon on Jurisprudence and dug through it until I found the precise reference that was in the encyclopedia. Seems like we might have dropped. Now we're back. Okay. And so, given that then, we can understand that a lien cannot survive the debt secured. It ceases and determines ipso jure on the extinguishment of the debt. Do you see how absolutely important it is to preserve this integrity of this leaned, fraudulent instrument, that there can be no payment in the system? Absolutely must eliminate the gold from and silver from circulation, because it would so complicate the system that no one would know what was owned and what was not, what was leaned and what was not. And so in order to make it universal or Catholic, as they say, in order to ensure the Catholicity of this, it's necessary to forbid anyone from making payment of anything, or the system just begins to unravel. Dropping down a little further here, it says the existence of such an equity of redemption is therefore the test of a mortgage. In liens, there is no such right, for there is nothing to redeem. It's just a security. It's puff and smoke. It's out there, but it's so carefully hidden that we don't even recognize it. Our parents most likely didn't understand this, and that's why they didn't put up a ruckus. Some did, and they were probably silenced. Drop down a little bit further here. If the lienor has, in pursuance of his rights, taken possession of the property, the discharge of the debt will not ipso facto destroy the possession, but merely his right to retain it against the debtor. Henceforth, the lienor holds as bailee at will from the debtor. As against third parties, he has possession for many purposes. And it continues. It also talks about the Law of Property Act of 1925 in England, and goes on. But now here for the first time, on page 431 of this rather lengthy law book, for the first time, we see these words. Speaking generally, any alienable and valuable right, whatever, may be the subject matter of a mortgage. Any alienable. You see, previously in the same section, we've been talking about liens in the context of security for debt. And now here, our author, no slouch, by the way, John Salmond, our author includes these words, speaking generally, comma, any alienable and valuable right. It is alienable. It can be leaned. Any alienable and valuable right, whatever, may be the subject matter of a mortgage. Now, you see, if the author had said any unalienable and valuable right, he would not be able to affix it to a mortgage. He'll be right back.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Still back, returning again to Samandan Jurisprudence out of the section Securities on the Law of Property. We find again these words speaking generally, writes, any alienable and valuable right, whatever, may be the subject matter of a mortgage. Whatever can be transferred by way of mortgage. Whatever can be encumbered by way of a mortgage. Whether I own land or chattels or debts or shares or patents or copyrights or leases or servitudes or equitable interest in trust funds or the benefit of a contract, I may so deal with them as to constitute a valid mortgage security. Even a mortgage itself may be transferred by the mortgagee to some creditor of his own by way of mortgage, such a mortgage being known as a sub-mortgage. subprime mortgages, so much more in all of that. Always like to find out about these sorts of things. You can go to The Free Sea by Hugo Grotius. This gentleman wrote a long, long time ago. It's part of the Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics in a series of Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics published by a very good bookseller, by the way, Liberty Fund Incorporated. But we find this on jurisdiction expanded and expounded again. Any jurisdiction over a person results either from the institution of the state itself as that of the supreme power over subjects or from agreement over allies. There's much more involved in all of that. Really don't have enough time to go into that. But we are talking about something that's rather huge here. Here's a little bit more just on maritime, because we brought it up. From the Webster's 1828, the Dictionary of Maritime is thus: relating or pertaining to the sea or the ocean as maritime affairs, performed on the sea, naval as maritime service, bordering on the sea as a maritime coast, situated near the sea as maritime towns, having a navy and commerce by sea as maritime powers. And there's more, but let's contrast that with admiralty. Here's admiralty. It's rather lengthy. You have to go through what is admiral, the Lord High Admiral, the Admiral of the Fleets, the Vice Admiral, the Rear Admiral, and all this has to do with admiralty jurisdiction and admiralty courts. But admiralty in Great Britain, the office of the Lord High Admiral. This office is discharged by one person or by commissioners called the Lords of Admiralty, usually seven in number. The Admiralty Court or Court of Admiralty is the supreme court for the trial of maritime causes held before the Lord High Admiral or Lords of the Admiralty. In general, a court of admiralty is a court for the trial of causes arising on the high sea as prize causes and the like. In the United States, there is no admiralty court distinct from others, but the district courts established in the several states by Congress are invested with admiralty powers. And there's much more to that as well. And so we go back and understand that when Hugo Grotius was writing, trying to see if I can quickly find when he did write this book. Let's see. This book first appeared in Leiden as a pocket-sized quarto volume from the famous publishing house of Elsevier in the spring of 1609. And this book is titled The Free Sea. And it was written by Hugo Grotius. This knowledge has been around for some time. But back to our encyclopedia article under liens, and we won't have time to go into the encyclopedia article under maritime law. But we see here the maritime lien, again, is still another type of lien and resembles in some respects both the equitable lien and the hypothec of the civil law. Possession of a vessel is hardly ever necessary for the creation of maritime liens, which arise from tort relations such as collisions, you had a collision with your automobile lately, as well as from such contract or quasi-contract relations as the seaman's wages, salvage, bottomry, and the supply of necessaries. Maritime liens adhere to a vessel, your automobile, your body, even in the hands of an innocent purchaser. Even in the hands of an innocent purchaser, whether you realized it or not. And upon the theory of the preservation of the rests, RES, outrank one another inversely from the date of original creation, contrary to the other kinds of liens. The chief defect of the common law lien was that the mere right of retention was not coupled with a power of sale. This defect was not remedied in England until well into the 19th century, and then by statute only in a few cases. I'll spare you the case law. In the United States, the right of sale has been conferred more generally, and many new types of liens have been created by statute. The state of New York, possessing large rural as well as large urban interests, may be chosen as typical, and then they go ahead and proceed to give case law in New York. United States government internal revenue services and revenue taxes are at the very bottom of this lengthy list as one of these liens that has been created, a United States government internal revenue tax. Again, this article written in the 20s. A simple and fair method is provided for the enforcement of all liens by the sale of property at public auction. And that happens when you don't pay your property tax on the doors of the courthouse, right? The steps. Which must be advertised. Previous notice must be given to the debtor, who is afforded an opportunity to redeem his property. The statutory right of sale has, in effect, transformed the common law lien into a statutory pledge. A statutory pledge. Where more than one lien exists, that which is in prior in time generally prevails. Prior in time generally prevails. Who would have the lien then? Not the United States government, not your county, but the Federal Reserve banking system, theirs being first in time. A prior equitable lien is superior to subsequent legal liens by judgment. Their cause is superior. Equitable liens are assignable, so much so that an assignment of the debt carries the lien with it as a necessary incident. So they sell the debt to the Chinese, and the Chinese carry the lien with them. So much more in all of this. Let's get a little bit more if we have time. Drop over here. The lien has survived in modern law as a legalized species of self-protection. It is the special safeguard of small claims. To establish the ideal relationship, it is necessary to adjust various considerations, to leave the full and equitable ownership in the debtor, and to permit him also to retain possession may facilitate fraud by making possible a sale to innocent purchasers or the obtaining of unwarranted credit on the basis of the debtor's fictitious appearance of wealth. Therein lies most of this fraud. And it has in here in the same paragraph, secret liens are obviously unfair. Wherever the nature of the property permits, the ends of justice would seem to be best served by a possessory lien coupled with a power of sale. And we won't have time to go into the maritime application of that, but I hope that fleshes it out for you just a little bit. When you do go up on the website, newpeopleorder.com, and take a peek, keep some of this in mind. Even though this book has been written in a very kind of a deliberately dumbed down method, it's very easy to read. There's lots of white space, lots of drawings. But something went wrong in our system when we separated form from substance. Gold and silver both have substance and form. But the Federal Reserve note is just the form of payment. It has no capacity to pay. It's a never-ending, always escalating debt. And so our authors were pretty right on the things that they were saying. Certainly they could have written a treatise, but they chose to keep it simple. I would suggest you do too as well, and I'll be back again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs.
Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.